75. Different tastes.
Yuck! That was very distasteful, exclaimed John. It was so sour, it distended my stomach.
When you distill your own liquor, sometimes you end up with a bad batch, whispered Tom.
Here, try some of my homemade wine. I think you'll be able to draw a distinction between the two.
John tried the wine. It caused his face to distort. He looked distraught with nausea. He spit it out and dived into the swimming pool to wash out his mouth.
That was awful, John decried. You're right about the distinct taste. However, there's only one thing distinctive about it. It's the worst wine in the world.
How can you tolerate the taste of this liquid?
It nearly disunited my stomach and intestines. Could we possibly have such divergent views on taste?
I'm sorry for causing you so much distress, said Tom, but at least it distracted you from the terrible aftertaste of the other liquor.
What is causing this disturbance? Said the security guard as he approached John and Tom. Don't you know this is a special school district? It's against the law to disturb the peace here.
Sorry, said John with a snicker. I was expressing my enjoyment of these fine and distinguished liquors.
Would you like to see if you can distinguish the difference between the two?
Sure, replied the security guard, as he took a quick gulp of both. Very funny. They taste exactly the same. I wouldn't mind having another one.
You're kidding, right? Said John in a condescending tone.
Now listen, said the security guard with a stern look. It's illegal to make or distribute alcoholic beverages without a license. I should arrest you both for the illegal distribution of alcohol.
Well, how about having another drink instead?